This is All Things Considered. I'm Craig Johnson. Each year, WPSU-FM holds an Art for the Airwaves contest. The winning work is reproduced as a limited edition poster print that we offer as a thank you gift during our pledge drives. WPSU's Christine Allen paid a visit to the home of this year's winner.
Plenty of birds stop by Adam Muchmore's backyard in Pine Grove Mills near State College.
The place that I took the photo was back here.
Trees are plentiful, and the water of Slab Cabin Run flows nearby. The bird in Muchmore's winning photograph is a cedar waxwing. He came to sit one day on the crabapple tree in Muchmore's backyard.
It's not very photogenic right now, but in the early spring it has beautiful flowers, and then in the late winter there are gorgeous berries on the tree that bring all sorts of wildlife in and really glisten in the rain or the snow.
On the last day of winter in 2014, Muchmore was in the house with his son Aaron, who was then just a little over a year old.
He told our babysitter that there were some birds out on the tree. We had a bit of soft, beautiful light, and I stood behind our kitchen table with a tripod and a long lens and took the shot. They were only there for really a few minutes. I've probably seen cedar waxwings 4 or 5 times in my life.
But this time, Muchmore captured the elusive bird in a photograph with his Nikon camera. He used a tripod and a telephoto lens made decades ago that looks a bit like a pirate's spyglass.
It's a 500-millimeter lens, an old manual focus version that I got secondhand. The wonderful thing about Nikon cameras is they can use these old lenses from 10 or 20, as this one is, or even 30, 40 years ago.
Muchmore says the telephoto lens helped him bring the cedar waxwing into focus while blurring the tree branches around the bird. That brought the bird's face front and center. It has a striking black marking like a mask around the eyes. In the photograph, the bird does seem to look right at you as if he wonders what you're up to.
It's got its head tilted a bit to the side, and it looked to me like he was thinking. I've taken a lot of bird pictures, and I've rarely gotten that type of expressive, almost human gesture.
While he loved the expressive pose of the bird, Muchmore says the photo didn't seem quite right in full color, so he made it black and white.
I love black and white photography. I always have. I think we respond emotionally to it in a way that's maybe stronger than we do with color photography. So I decided to give black and white a try, and that was just about all the processing I did. I think I cropped it just a bit. I had shot it horizontal, and I liked it better vertical.
And it's that vertical black and white portrait of the waxwing that won WPSU's Art for the Airwaves contest this year. Photography is a hobby for Adam Muchmore, who holds a law degree from Yale and is an associate professor at Penn State Law on the University Park campus. Before Penn State, he taught at the University of Chicago Law School and lived in the city. Since moving to Pennsylvania, Muchmore says he's enjoyed the chance to photograph more of nature.
It was just wonderful seeing how much wildlife there is in the outdoor areas here and how much there was if you just stopped and looked for it.
Now one of Muchmore's wildlife photos is this year's Art for the Airwaves poster print. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.